Earlier this year, winners of the If I Had Glass competition were invited to pay $1,500 to get their hands on the developing technology. Needless to say, most of them did. Developers are hoping that the wearable technology of Google Glass will eventually become as integral to everyday life as current cell phones. Redbottle Design CEO Guy Paddick says they want to help create a device that's there when you want it, but never intrudes.
So rather than it being like, oh, something's happening right now, I'm going to take myself out of the moment, grab my phone and take a picture or record something, it's kind of just there. It's ubiquitous. It's there when you need it. It's not in your way when you don't need it.
Paddick and his co-workers have several ideas for applications already. Among them is an app that would connect Google Glass users to a professional network of people who could provide advice on just about anything, from buying a car to caring for a newborn baby.
Be an app that you could say, okay, Glass, connect me with someone who can help me with this particular thing, and it would try and see if someone in a professional network can help you with that, and they could actually just video conference with you with Google Glass and be right there and see what you see.
But Paddick says it all costs money, and Redbottle is currently looking for the funding to help get their ideas off the ground. Eventually, they hope to be behind some of the must-have software for Google Glass users when the product goes commercial, possibly as early as the end of the year.